A homeless charity in Dublin says many of its clients are trapped in emergency accommodation because they're struggling to get onto a local authority housing list. Staff at Mendicity say they're experiencing an increase in homeless people who struggle with presenting the required paperwork and end up staying in hostels for longer. The number of people in emergency accommodation countrywide surpassed 11,000 last month, the highest number ever recorded. Una Kelly reports.
Can I get a latte?
Yeah, no problem. Sure. No, one latte.
Becoming a barista was an unexpected career move for 41-year-old Peter.
I was an architect. I lost my job at the start of COVID. I couldn't afford to pay my rent, so I ended up on the streets after that. And things started to spiral then.
Peter, not his real name, currently works as a barista at a coffee truck outside Mendicity, a charity based in Dublin city centre that supports homeless people.
It's kind of it's a difficult situation to get out of when you lose your job and you're in the hostel system. I'm currently applying to get onto the housing list, but it's incredibly difficult to get onto it because there's so many different facets to the application. I've been working on this application for over 9 months at this stage with a key worker.
What are the kind of hurdles you have to cross to get onto the housing list?
The quantity of documentation that you need to provide, the fact that I was in a long-term relationship living in a house with my ex-partner and my daughter, that kind of disqualified me from getting onto the list now.
Inside Mendicity, World Cup matches are in the background as CEO Louisa Santoro helps serve lunches to clients.
One of the starkest things that we're seeing is that people who are homeless are not on the housing list, which creates a real barrier if they were looking to access any of the housing benefits, say like a housing assistance payment that might help them into the open market.
Why are they not on housing lists?
They're not on the housing list because the application, the local authorities set a very high bar. A housing assistance payment is a secondary payment. You have to be on a housing list with a local authority in order to access a housing assistance payment. The housing application form is very administrative, 25 pages long. It's written in English. There's quite a good deal of backup information that people may not have if they are currently homeless. And they've moved a number of times in recent times. The application turnaround time is around 12 weeks, as far as we know. But somebody has to establish a local connection to a particular local authority, which can only be done by one of five criteria. At our last count, we interviewed 104 people. And out of that 104, 97 of them were not entitled to apply to a local authority for housing because they didn't meet the criteria. Now, I don't think we can say we have to do something different with this 97 people, but we have to do something different with the housing criteria so that we can make sure that people who are homeless have an understood housing need.
What happens to those people who can't get on a housing list?
They stay in emergency accommodation.
Dublin City Council says its housing support team gives practical assistance to people getting on the housing list. It says the rules around local connection are quite broad and not usually any great deterrent to getting on a housing list. But Gary Gannon, Social Democrat TD for Dublin Central, says he's worked with people experiencing difficulties and the process needs to be adjusted to reflect the lived reality of homeless people.
To a point, I can understand why a local authority needs to have a homeless application backed up by paperwork. But a compassion force approach to that would mean that I also take into consideration the complex situation a person may find themselves in that would have left them homeless in the first place. They are immediately asked where they lived previously. If they, for whatever reason, have lived outside of Dublin, they're told to go off and establish themselves in the different local authority. If they're claiming that they've lived in various different places, they'll need to find paperwork from every single residency. And it's not always possible for that to be a smooth process.
Back at Mendicity, Peter says he feels more hopeful about his future now, but thinks the route out of homelessness needs to be simplified.
I think they absolutely need to provide more housing and make the application process more transparent and easier for people to actually access, rather than sometimes you can feel isolated because you are homeless and it just seems to be more obstacles put in your way.
And that report by Una Kelly.